The theory of plate tectonics is this idea that the solid lithosphere, the outermost skin of our planet, is divided up into a number of different plates. And those plates move around, they grow, they shrink, they slide past one another, they interact with one another, but they never change the surface area. So we have shrinking and we have growth, we have sliding, but all of those are balancing each other so that we maintain a balance of force and a balance of surface area across our planet. We'll get into this in much more detail in a later lecture, but when we think about our plates interacting, there are really three different ways that our plates are going to interact with one another. They can either converge, which means they smash into one another. They can diverge, which means they pull apart from one another. Or they can slip slide past one another along a transform boundary. And we'll see, too, that most of our earthquakes, volcanoes, and mountain ranges occur along plate boundaries. And we'll explore why that happens. Now, one last idea to think about as we finish up our overview of geology is that the Earth is full of many active processes. There's water flowing, there are mountains rising, mountains being eroded, there are plates moving. All of these different things are happening, and they involve motion. And so these processes are forms of work. And when we think about work, work needs energy. If you're going to go out and move a wheelbarrow full of dirt around, you need to have eaten a good breakfast. So we want to think about how energy is transmitted from place to place on our planet, and thinking about energy as a measure of the ability of something to do work. When we think about Earth's energy sources, there are really two primary sources of energy for all the processes that work on our planet. There's the sun, which is basically like a huge battery of stored energy, and that heat that's radiated from the sun drives wind patterns, climate cycles, ocean waves. There are many ways that that sunlight interacts with our planet and provides energy for many different processes. There's also an internal energy to Earth. There's a natural radioactive heat that's produced deep inside the Earth's interior that very, very slowly works its way to the surface. And we'll see when we talk about the interior of the Earth in later lectures how that heat's going to help drive plate tectonics. Now, when we think about heat, most specifically, we want to keep also in the back of our minds, along with all these other things, that heat is transferred from place to place on our planet. And those transfer processes are going to help drive a lot of the geologic forces that we observe. The three main ways that we transfer heat from place to place are radiation, conduction, and convection. Radiation, you can think of, for example, when the sun heats up a rock. So if you have a rock that's sitting in the sunlight, if it's been sitting out there for a few hours and you go out and put your hand on it, it feels very warm. And that's that radiative heat coming back from the rock. And then there's conduction. Conduction is when heat is transferred directly from one object to another object.